This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Donald Trump on Thursday invoked the Defense Production Act to aid companies building ventilators for coronavirus patients to receive the supply of materials they need. In a memo released by the White House, Trump directed the U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary to use his authority to help facilitate the supply of ventilator materials for six companies: General Electric, Hill-Rom Holdings, Medtronic, ResMed Incorporated, Royal Philips NV, and Vyaire Medical. The president's order came as global coronavirus cases topped 1 million as the pandemic explodes in the United States. The virus has killed more than 51,000 people globally, with the largest number of deaths in Italy, followed by Spain and the United States. The number of Americans who filed for unemployment benefits last week set another record, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
There were more than 6.6 million people seeking jobless aid, double the record set the previous week, which had been in turn more than four times the record before that. It's a sign layoffs are growing as the coronavirus spread continues. Many economists envision as many as 20 million jobs lost by month's end. The unemployment rate could hit 15%. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The Democratic Party on Thursday postponed its U.S. presidential nominating convention by a month until August, citing the coronavirus health crisis that has upended daily life and caused many states to postpone their primaries. Democrats will use the convention in Milwaukee, now scheduled for the week of August 17th, to formally pick their nominee to challenge Republican President Donald Trump in the November elections. It had previously been scheduled for July. This is VOA News. The man accused in the murder of journalist Daniel Pearl is likely to walk free in the coming days after a Pakistani court commuted his death sentence. Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports.
Pearl was investigating Islamist militants in Karachi after the September 11th attack, when he was kidnapped in January 2002. A video of his murder emerged weeks later. He was beheaded. British-born Ahmed Omar Saeed Sheikh was sentenced to death that same year, but the court ruled on Thursday his role in the murder wasn't proven and gave him 7 years for the kidnapping. Sheikh Omar has already spent 18 years in jail awaiting the outcome of an appeal, so he's likely to walk free in the coming days. Three co-accused were acquitted. A prosecutor is expected to file a new appeal, but the four men are likely to be released pending the outcome, unless a Supreme Court order stops that happening.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. The European Union's top court ruled Thursday that Poland, Hungary, and the Czech Republic had broken the law by refusing to host refugees to help ease the burden on southern states such as Greece and Italy after a surge in migrant arrivals from 2015. Reuters' Emer McCarthy has details.
The governments of each state cited national security reasons in refusing to take in any refugees and migrants who had fled the Middle East and North Africa. Italy and Greece complained about the lack of European solidarity as they struggled with mass arrivals, overwhelming their security and welfare systems. Germany also criticized the East for refusing to help while continuing to benefit from generous EU financial aid. The EU has since cracked down on immigration since 2015. The three states face no immediate penalty.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. A fuel cell engineer in California has figured out a way to fix broken ventilators. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has more.
San Jose-based Bloom Energy has risen to a challenge from California Governor Gavin Newsom. Joe Tavi is the company's director of manufacturing.
The state reached out to us and said, you know, one of the ways perhaps you guys can help us is that we've got a lot of ventilators that have been sitting around since about 2011. You know, technically they're not fit for use in the current state, but maybe you guys can fix them.
So Tavi downloaded the more than 300-page manual for the ventilators state officials said needed to be repaired.
We're averaging about 100 ventilators a day, being able to refurb, refresh, validate, run them on a durability test, pack them back up, and send them to the hospital such that they're ready for use right when they pull them out of the box.
I'm Shelley Adler.
For more, visit voanews.com. Reporting via remote, I'm David Byrd.